Hi, I'm Katie Massouris, a security strategist with Microsoft. I am here at Blue Hat with Cesar Cerudo from Argenis down in Argentina. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming all this way to be here at Blue Hat.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what is it that you're going to be speaking about?
So I will be speaking about my presentation is titled Token Kidnapping.
Token kidnapping,
yes. Basically, it's how to elevate privileges on Windows from any process or service that runs under network service or local service account. So, if you have a process or service running under those accounts, if an attacker can exploit a vulnerability in those processes, it will be able to elevate privileges to local system account and compromise all the operating system.
Mm-hmm. So this is more of a design level issue than a specific vulnerability that you're talking about, right?
Yes, I think it is a design issue because it's not a specific vulnerability.
So how did you find some of these vulnerabilities? It seems like, and how long did it take you to find them?
I don't remember exactly the time it takes. Finding the vulnerability, I think it takes a few time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what it takes more time, we hope to take advantage of the vulnerability or how to exploit it in an easy way. Because I don't like to, when I find something, I would like to exploit it 100% reliable. Mm-hmm. I don't like something that doesn't work half of the time or 70% of the time. So I want something that works all the time. So once you find a vulnerability, that could take, it depends, it could take a few time, more time. It depends at the application or components you are looking. Mm-hmm. I always try to look where people didn't look before, mm-hmm. because that is where you are probably going to find something. Because if you are looking at something that 1,000 people is looking, then you have fewer possibilities of finding something. Mm-hmm. So in matters of time, I would say that sometimes it's easy and you can find something in few time, and sometimes it could be, you can just start finding little issues, but then when you are researching that little issue, you find a bigger one and then find a bigger one until you find something really important.
So was that how it was for this discovery? Did you find something smaller,
yeah.
and then you put it all together? Many small things, you put them all together, and then you got the end result, which was this compromise.
Yes, because I found the issues on Windows 2003. I saw that the threat on the services were not well protected. And sometimes you need luck. I don't know if I'm lucky, but I think I have the skill to see some things and observe and realize that something is different or wrong.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of being able to fix these issues, what would you recommend that will help fix or mitigate this problem?
The issues on Windows 2 Vista and 2008 would be maybe a little more complicated to get the fix, because when you have a really big system as an operating system that you have many components that are interrelated with each other, if you modify something in some part, mm-hmm. you have to make sure that everything will work.
Right, so it might take longer to fix in the more complex, more recent operating systems.
That is my opinion. I don't know all the Windows internal, all the components, but I think that when you have a complex system, mm-hmm. every component is like you have a galaxy, and then you mm-hmm. have the planets. Well, mm-hmm. The system is the galaxy, and then you have the stars and the planets, but every company is really big too. Mm-hmm. So, and every company has sub-components. So, mm-hmm. when you start to go deeper and deeper, it's like it never ends. So, I think the bigger problem is how to make a fix and then integrate everything together and everything continue working normally.
Right. So, so you're here meeting, you know, meeting with a lot of the engineers, you know, here at Microsoft. So you were talking to Damien from SWI earlier.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, together with your insight as a researcher and with their understanding of the complexities of all these components, you know, we can come up with a way to defend against this stuff. Is there any last, anything, last thoughts that you have?
No, I would like to mention that I really admire Microsoft Word because my shop is the easy shop because I just need to find some issue and break it and exploited, but the Microsoft Word is the hardest one because you have to build everything, you have to make everything work, you have to make it people buy it, like it, and you have all that enormous work to do. And I really admire that. And also, I have seen over the years Microsoft improvements on security because I have dealt with Microsoft since 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have present all the improvements, how some products have been full of vulnerability, and mm-hmm. then after 1 year or a couple of years, then the product is really secure. It just doesn't have any vulnerability at all, or very, very few vulnerabilities. So I have dealt with many companies with the most important software vendors, and I haven't seen that in any other company.
Well, that's really great to hear, and you know, Microsoft has a lot of respect for you as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for inviting me and for all the event. It's really amazing.
Thank you.